Today is 2010, Balaram's Avirbhav, Balaram Jayanti, and all over India, called Rakhi Bandhan. Mostly everyone's tying something on their sisters or tying some string, or decorative string on their brother's wrist, giving some box of sweets and some gifts, praying that and hoping that their elder brother or their brother will protect them. Rakhi means protection. There's a common phrase in Hindi, which Prabhupada often repeated. Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Bhagavan Sri Krishna protects a person, Krishna, Rakhe Krishna, who can kill him? Mare ke. And if Krishna desires to kill someone, who can protect that person? So obviously, the real Rakhi, we should tie the strings of our thoughts around the lotus feet of Krishna, and tie the strings of our desires around the lotus feet of Krishna, and desire the string of our minds and hearts around the lotus feet of Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, because at any time, in any place, everywhere, and always and forever, Krishna is right there, moving with the jiva, jivatma and paramatma. And only Krishna, our God, is the real protector. To think anyone else is a protector or a possible protector is simply an illusion or maya. This is Rakhi Bandhan. It's interesting, everyone turns to their brother, especially sisters, they go to their brothers to tie their wrists if they have a brother, otherwise they tie their cousin's wrists, give gifts. And it's also the same day as Balaram's appearance, Avirbhav, Titi, in this Boma, Vrindavan. And Balaram is the Dauji, he's the older brother of Krishna. Balaram is the older brother, and often Mother Yashoda, when Krishna and Balaram, all the coward boys, are going out for Gocharan Leela or Nandagan or Gokul or Chatikar, she asks Balaram, oh, please protect your brother. Look after your brother. Keep an eye on him. Make sure he takes his tiffin, his prasadam, and make sure no rakshas disturb him. Now this is the day to, because Balaram is Sakshat Krishna, he's also Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as Krishna, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, we can also say, Rakhe Baladeva Mare Ke, Mare Baladeva Rakhe Ke. If Lord Baladev or Lord Balaram wants to protect me, or if he protects me, then who can kill me? And if Balaram wants to kill me, then who can protect me? This is a very nice verse glorifying Balaram. This is in Stavavali by Sri Das Goswami. Brajavilas Stav, verse number 12, glorifying and praising Stomi, praising Lord Baladev. Udyachchu Bramshu Koti Dyuti Nikara Tiraskara Karuyujvala Shriir Dravaro Dhamma Dhamma Prakara Pripu Gaton Maravidam Shiganda Snehadapyu Nimesham Nijamanujam itoranya bhumo savitam tabiragyapi yonashanam upanayate stomitam denukalim. Raghunath Das Goswami said, I praise Sri Baladev, the Denuku Adi, the Denukasura Adi, Denuku Adi, the enemy of Denukasura. Balaram's body shines brightly white like millions of rising moons. Udyatsu Ramshu Koti Dyuti Nikara Tiraskara Kari Ujwala Shri. Balaram easily destroys even a whiff of the false ego of his invincible turbulent enemies. And the Sanskrit for that is Gata Unmad Vidamshi. He destroys an abundance of false ego, Gunda. He doesn't leave even a scent of that false ego in his enemies. We can certainly pray to the all-merciful Lord Baladev on this auspicious day of his appearance in Brajadham, that we are also enemies, because the enemies of his enemy, when it says destroys the, he easily destroys even the scent of false ego of his invincible turbulent enemies. Well, those, who are those enemies of Balaram? Those enemies of Balaram, those Ripu, those Prakara Ripu, they are enemies also, they are also enemies of Krishna. Adenakasura, etc., Pralambasura, and the other demons that Balaram vanquished instantly and effortlessly and joyfully. They were also, these demons are enemies of Balaram and enemies of Krishna too. So enemy of Krishna is one who is envious of Krishna. An enemy of Krishna is one who is not surrendered to Krishna. An enemy of Krishna is one who is attached to his body. An enemy of Krishna is one who is attached to sense gratification. Ahara Nidra Maitun Bhayam. An enemy of Krishna is an asura, a demon, a rakshas. So if I think of myself, I think, yes, I am also a Krishna Ari. I am also an enemy of Krishna. And I have so much mad, unmad. Unmad means, it's not divyon, divya unmad. Radharani has transcendental identity, transcendental presentation, absorbed in a dedicated, totally surrendered, eternally and intensely loving, pleasurable service to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. That's Divya Unmad, Mahabhav. But this phrase says, Angata Unmad Vidamsi, destroys the abundance of false ego. Uttamada, the topmost expression and level of falsity, false identification, false beliefs, and false desires and false actions. Those personalities with that type of ego, false ego, ahankara or unmada, they are big enemies of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Bhagavan Baladev. And Baladev destroys them easily and doesn't leave a scent of the false ego of his enemies. So we pray to Balaram that I, unfortunately, due to my kama, krodha, lobha, moha, my lust, intense lust and intense anger and envy and lust, I am also, unfortunately, an enemy of your brother, Sri Krishna. And and I have a lot, an abundance of false ego, unlimited amount of false ego. Gata unmad. Gata unmad. So, Balaram, you're happy today, it's your birthday. Can you be kind to me and destroy one more enemy of your brother? Destroy one more enemy of Krishna, namely me, the so-called Kali Chela, so-called Kapat Shishya, the so-called imitation devotee of my Gurudev. O Baladev, please, I beg you, I implore you, I beseech you. I can only hope that you will enter my heart and enter my mind and destroy this invincible, invincible and indefatigable enemy of mine, known as ahankara, false ego, so that I can start becoming a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna, and the parampara, and my Gurudev, and all the dear and beloved Vaishnavas. So Balaram easily destroys even a whiff of the false ego, a scent, even the scent of the false ego of his invincible and turbulent enemies. And due to his intense affection, intense love, sneha, Krishna sneha, adhika, Balaram is Krishna sneha adhika, as the mandris are Radha sneha adhika, Rupa mandri, Rati mandri. They are described as Radha, Radhika, sneha, Radhika, sneha adhika. The Palidasi mandris, Radharani's kinkaris, her tenderly protected, loving maidservants, the mandris, Sri Rupa Mandri, Sri Rati Mandri, Vilas Mandri, they are possessing intense affection and love for Srimati Radharani, and also so much love for Krishna. But the Acharyas, Mahajans, describe their love as, their hearts as Radha Sneha Adhika, or Radhika Sneha Adhika. They have excessive and more, tremendously more, and excessive affection and intense love for Srimati Radharani. But Balaram is Krishna Sneha Adhika, or Krishna Sneha Adhik. Krishna Sneha Adhik. He has excessive and intense love and affection for his younger brother, Kaniya. Krishna Kaniya Daujika Maiya. And because of this intense love he has for Kaniya, Baladev does not leave his Anuja, his Nija Anuja. He doesn't leave Krishna, Govinda, for even the blink of an eye, because he has such intense attachment and love and desire to serve Krishna at every moment that he doesn't want, Balaram doesn't want to miss a moment's opportunity to serve. He doesn't want a moment to slip by, even the blink of his eye. He doesn't want to miss that blink of an eye, because that blink of an eye, that blink of an eye's time, the time that it takes a blink of an eye, at that time when he blinks his eye, Krishna may indicate with his eyes a particular or specific service that he wants to receive from Baladev or any of his surrendered servants. And if Baladev's eyes blink and he misses that signal, that sanket, aksha sanket, that signal from Krishna, Krishna aksha sanket, that signal, or that indication from the corner of Krishna's eyes, or a sidelong glance from his younger brother, then he will be so unhappy and so much disturbed. Oh, I missed that 1 second, that split second, I missed that indication, that opportunity to pick up some more service and render some more service. Balaram doesn't leave his naughty younger brother out of his sight, even for a moment. Aranya Bhumo, when they go to the forest for playing with the gopas, Aranya Bhumo, the forest of Brajabhumi. When Krishna and Balaram go to the forest of Brajabhumi and Krishna goes hither and thither, then Balaram is watching him wherever he goes. And Baladev treats Krishna with such intense affection and so much familiar and loving, intimate affection, although he fully knows tat virya, he fully knows how powerful Krishna is. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yasashashriya viryasya. He's so virya, he's the most powerful, he's achyuta. No one can, he's ajita and achyuta. He never falls, he can never be conquered. Ajit Krishna. And no, although he fully knows that, tat jnanam, he still will not leave the Lord for a second. And this verse we are discussing from Das Goswami's Stavavali, Brajavilas Stava number 12, I praise Sri Baladev, the enemy of Dainakasura, Stomitam Dainukarim. Baladev's body shines brilliantly white like millions of rising moons. And Baladev easily destroys even the scent of the false ego of his invincible, turbulent enemies. And out of his intense affection for his younger brother Krishna, Baladev does not leave his naughty little brother Krishna out of his sight for even a moment when Krishna and Balaram go into the forest for playing leelas. And Baladev treats Krishna with great affection, intimacy, just like a mother, intense vatsalya mixed with his sakya, intense motherly love and affection mixed with his brotherly intimacy and sense of equality or superiority. He mixes all that intense loving care and desire to protect Krishna and watch over him and make sure he's nourished and takes his tiffin like a mother, like a brother. But even though he behaves like that, even though he fully knows that tat kya virya, he fully knows Krishna's intense power. Tat virya gyanam. He fully knows gyanam, the virya, the unlimited power of the Lord. So in this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami is glorifying the qualities of Baladev and the various forms that he displays in killing demons and serving his brother. Baladev's body is not different from Bhagavan Sri Krishna's. And Krishna's body was so effulgent, like millions of moons. Was here, Baladev is appreciating the incredible, unbelievable, indescribable beauty and elegance of the transcendental form of Krishna. That's Baladev's appreciation of Krishna. But how do the devotees appreciate Baladev? Because it's his appearance day. But we want to hear something about Baladev, how much he loves and appreciates the beauty of his brother. Well, how much the devotees of Krishna appreciate the beauty of Balaram? That's explained in Radha Krishna Ganadish Deepika, verse 70, by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari is seeing Balaram all the time. So who knows better what Balaram, how elegant Balaram is and how beautiful Balaram is. Naturally, Balaram will not glorify his own beauty or his own elegance. But the devotees of Krishna and Balaram, devotees of Radha and Krishna, they take great pride and happiness in glorifying their lordships. So Rupa Goswami, he glorifies that inconceivable and incomparable elegance and attractiveness of Baladev in verse 70 of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Ganadesh Nipika. Shubra Spatika Varnadyo Balaramo Mahabala Nila Vastra Paridhano Vanamala Virajita Dirgha Kesha Sulavanyash Chuda Charur Manohara Ratna Kundala Yugmam Chakarna Yugme Virajitam Nana Pushpa Manihara Kanta Deshe Shushobita Keyura Balayo Yugmo Bahu Yugme Virajito Ratna Nupura Yugmam Chapara Yugme Sushobitam Vasudeva Pita Tasya Mata Chavrohini Vaivet. Translation. Sri Balaram's bodily luster is like a Shubhra Spatika, is glowing like crystal, beautiful diamond-like white and diamond-like crystalline effulgence and radiance. And because it was Mahabala, because of his great strength, he is named Balaram. Nilavastra Paridhano. Baladev wears a blue dhoti. And a Vanamala Virajita. Vanamala Virajita. And Baladev is beautified by a fragrant garland of the most attractive and stunning forest flowers. Dirgha Kesha. Baladev has long, wavy hair. Sulavanya. Baladev is filled with beauty and elegance. Lavanya. Chuda charur manohara. His crown is so beautiful. His chuda charu. His crown, or you can say his chuda, his top knot, the beautiful top knot, his hair gathered together in the center of his beautiful head rises in this beautiful black chuda. It's very charu, it's very beautiful. And manohara, if one simply sees that chuda, that top knot, on the head of Baladev, his mind will be stolen. He'll lose his mind. It's so enchanting and so beautiful. Ratna Kundala Yugmam. His Yugmam, his ears, are decorated with the most attractive jeweled studded earrings. Chakarna Yugme Virajitam. Nana Pushpa Manihara Kanta Deshe. His neck is adorned as Kanta Desh. Kanta Desh. The area of his neck is adorned with different flower garlands. Nana Pushpa and Manihara. Hara means necklace and money means jeweled. And different jeweled necklaces. Keyura Balayo Yugmo Bahu Yugme Virajito. And Baladev's arms, Yugma, they're beautified by bangles and bracelets. Bahu Yugme Virajito, shining and glimmering. Ratan Nupura Yugmam, his feet, his Yugma means his pair of feet. Nupura means ankle bells. His lotus feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells. Vasudeva Pita, his father's name is Vasudev. Mata, Pita Vasudev Mata Rohini. And his mother's name is Rohini. Shri Baladev Ki Jai. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the Nam Karana Sanskara, one of the Dasavita sanskaras to purify the living entity. So in following the way of human-like pastimes, Krishna and Balaram underwent the Nam Karana Samskara, name-giving ceremony, performed by Gargarishi. And he described Baladev in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8, verse 12. Ayam hi Rohini putro Ramayam surido gune Akyasyate Ramayati Baladikyad balam vidu Yarunam apritag bhavat Sankarshanam ushantyapi. The Rohini Putra, the son of Rohini Mata, has three names. One of the names of Rohini Putra is Ram. The other name is Baladev and Sankarshan. Because he delights his relatives with different attributes, he is named Rama. Surido Gune. His qualities, all of Baladev's qualities, or Ram or Baladev, Ram Baladev, all of Ram Baladev's qualities, Gune, his attributes and characteristics, Surido, they touch the heart. They're very soothing and satisfying and bring Surido. They bring great joy to the heart. He delights the heart. Akyasyate Ram. Iti Baladikyad Balam Vidu. And he is called Baladev or Balaram Adik. Bala Adik. Balam Vidu. He is called Bala Ram or Bala or Balaram. He is called Ram for this reason, because Balaram is a combination of two names, Bala and Ram. He's strong and he gives Rama satisfaction, tushti, pleasure, happiness in the mind and heart of his servants, his mother and father and brother and all his servants and devotees and friends. Raman, Ramaniti Rama. So he's Ram, but he's also Bala. Why is he Bala? Because Bala Adik. He has excessive, extraordinary, extra strength. He's Superman, super strong. And he's also called Sankarshan. Why is Baladev or Ram Baladev or Balaram Baladev? Why is he called Sankarshan? Because he unites Yarunam Apritag Bhavat. He manages to keep the Yadavas united in heart and mind. So he's called Sankarshan. So in summary, we can see from the names that Gargarishi gave, Gargacharya gave to Sri Baladev, these names describe his rupam and guna and his strength and qualities and beautiful forms. Baladev is a sindur samudra, an ocean of beauty, and he's a guna, sindhu guna, ocean of attributes, and Bala Sindhu, an ocean of strength. In Brajadam, as we heard in the verse, that Balaram destroys even the scent of false ego from the rakshas and demon enemies of Krishna. Because in Braja, Krishna is tasting sweet pastimes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lila Purushottam. And he appeared here to relish these sweet mellows. And these sweet exchanges with the Lord in the most intimate settings of love and confidentiality. There's no room for any scent of Aishvarya, power and grandeur with his companions, his gopas and gopis. So this duty of killing demons and lightening the burden of the earth is not Lila Purushottam's duty, but this is Vasudeva Krishna, or this is Vishnu's duty, or Balaram Sankarshan's duty. And Balaram, as Sankarshan, he does that work, does that seva. Of course, the demons Pralambasura and Dainikasura, Krishna could have easily killed them himself. But he wants to glorify his brother. So he arranged to expound his glories throughout the world by allowing him to destroy these most powerful demons, Pralambasura and Dainikasura, very easily. And it's so easy, that's confirmed in the Shukadev Goswami, how effortlessly and easily Balaram vanquished these most powerful and inconceivably strong demons. 10:15:36. Naitachitre Bhagavati Yainanta Jagadishvare Otaprotam Idam Yashmims Tantushvanga Yatapata. O Parikshit, it was not a miracle for the all-powerful Balaram to kill Dainikasura. After all, he is Jagadishvara. He's the lord and control of the entire universe. What to speak of one jiva within that universe named Dainikasura? He is a second form of Bhagavan, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. And Balaram is the root manifestation, or the mool of Sankarshan. Basically, Balaram and Krishna are non-different. As Prabhupada once asked on the way to Calcutta, he was sitting in the car with some of his disciples, I believe it was Brahmananda. He said, Brahmananda, who's stronger, Baladev or Krishna? And Brahmananda Prabhu said, Baladev, he's Balaram, he's stronger. And Prabhupada very wonderfully answered, no, actually we can see in Vrindavan, especially as presented and displayed in our Krishna Balar Mandir, that there in the Prakoshta and the altar, Krishna Balaram's altar, it's very evident and clear that Baladev is leaning on the shoulder of Krishna. So therefore Krishna is holding up Balaram, which means that Krishna is stronger than Balaram. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Another time Prabhupada was lecturing, he said, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. One is one form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Neelam or Shamasundaram, and the other is Shukla, Shukla Sundara. Beautiful, beautiful in black and beautiful in white. Beautiful and black and beautiful. Let's say the Supreme Lord is beautiful in black as Krishna and beautiful in white as Baladev. So as I already mentioned, that the Sakiras of Dauji Baladev is mixed. And that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shuddha Sakya Vatsalyadimaya. Baladev's affection for Sri Krishna is mixed with deep love of a parent, of a father, a mother. So we know it is a point of Gaudiya Siddhanta and Prem Tattva, that the more love and attachment and service that a devotee renders to Sri Krishna, then the Lord allows himself to be controlled and subdued by that Premi Bhakta. So in the same way, because Baladev was a great devotee of the Lord, besides being his elder brother, Baladev displays such intense devotion to his brother Krishna that Krishna often surrenders and does what he says to do. There's a nice Bengali song. I don't know the name of the writer, but in beautiful Bengali, describes this whole dialogue that Mother Yashoda has with Balaram and the elder coward boys, before they go out cowherding with Krishna in the morning. Places her son, Krishna, in the hands of Baladev. And then Mother Yashoda, Janani, says to the elder boys, beginning with Balaram, Sridam Sudam Tam, Shino Ore Balaram, Minati Koryeto Sabhari, Van Gata Atidur, Navatrina Kushankur, Gopalaloya Na Jayo Dure. Mother Yashoda said, O Sridam, Sudam, Dam, and Balaram, I beg all of you, don't take Gopal too deep into the forest. Van gata ati dur. Don't go too far into the forest, where there are new kusha sprouts and fresh grass, navatrina and navakusha ankur. The tendency is that the cows will want to munch on the freshest grass and kusha sprouts, so they want to wander deep into the forest. So Mother Yashoda, she's placing the protection and maintenance of her son before even the cow's appetite. Sakagana age pache, Gopala koriyam haje, dire dire koriho gaman, nava trina kura age, ranga paya nahi lage, prabhoda na mane, mayara man. Baladev, listen, boys. Baladev and boys, make sure Gopal always stays between two coward boys. Someone should walk before Gopal, and someone also should walk behind Gopal, and walk very slowly. Be very careful. That is reddish dire dire gaman. Dire dire koriho gaman. Dire dire. Very, very slowly, slowly, gamana, walk into the forest. Navatrinankura age. Take care that his feet, Krishna's reddish lotus feet, are not injured by the sprouts of the fresh grass, and the fresh grass and sprouts. Don't you boys think about how much I worry about my son? Gopal, amara parana putali. Oh, Gopal, amara parana putali. Tomare sampiyaram, kichwi sandeha nai. Tamu pran koriye vyakuli. Oh, Gopal, you are my paran, you are my prana putli. Pran Putli, Katputli, you are the puppet, you are the doll of my heart. Sampiya Ram, I place you in Balaram's care. I know there is really nothing to worry about, but still, Pran Vyakuli, my heart is trembling and confused and filled with anxiety. And in the verse, and repeating from the Sanskrit of Das Goswami, he was saying, describing the mood and heart of Balaram, which is the mood and heart of any pure devotee or any Premi Bhakta. Of course, it's most intensified with Balaram and Krishna. But it shows, it says here in the verse that viragya, tat virya gya, that even though tat virya gya, Krishna virya, even though Balaram is well aware, fully conversant with the unlimited power of Ajita Krishna, still it is the nature of prema that one worries about his beloved. One worries about his dearly beloved friend or wife or lover or son or daughter. It's the nature of love, even if there's no cause for worrying or disturbance. So this indicates that Balaram is so intense in his love that he's worried. So we worry about our spiritual masters traveling here and there around the world, going to Muslim countries and dangerous countries, We may get arrested or shot or whatever for preaching Krishna Bhakti. We're worried. Is Gurudev all right? Although we know that Krishna is protecting him. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti, bhakti pranashiti. The Krishna Arjuna declares loudly in Kurukshetra battle that, oh, listen everyone, Krishna's bhakti is never defeated or vanquished. Krishna is always there for the devotee. Krishna is always there before the devotee and besides the devotee and behind the devotee. And Krishna is always there within the devotee, protecting his mind from deviation and protecting his mind from false attractions and protecting his mind from wrong contemplations. And he's also without. Bahir Nishingho Ridaye Nishingho. Bahir Nishingho Ridaye Nishingho. Namaste Narasringhaya Prahlada Lada Dayane Hiranya Kashipu Vakshaha Shilatankana Kalaye Ito Nishingho Parato Nishingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingho Bahir Nishingho Ridaye Nishingho Nishing Hamadim Sharanam Prapande. I surrender to the shelter of Krishna. Krishna is my only Rakhi. Keval Krishna Rakhi or Rakhi Ne. No other protection. Well, there's no reason to worry about the pure devotee or the Lord or his associates or parishas because the Lord is always there for them, protecting them and always in their heart. Saranam riliam mayam, saranam riliam tuam. But still, love has its ways of moving. Oh, is Balaram all right? Is my Balaram, is my Kanu all right? Is my Nandulal all right? Balaram, Sridam, Sudam, Dama. Listen, protect him on all sides. Walk on all sides of him. Surround him like bodyguards. Surround him like bodyguards surrounding a political figure, a president or prime minister, his the secret service men that walk with the president and they have big guns inside their suit jackets underneath their arms on either side. Please, walk on either side like Krishna's, the Gopa Sridam and Gopa Sudam and Gopa Dam and Gopa Balaram. They are Krishna's secret service men. Now this worrying for the welfare of the beloved and safety, these are especially present in the Brajamadhurya Leela. Actually, this wonderful Bengali poetry that we're hearing, that we'll hear now at least, is written by one great Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was a professor and of language and so many subjects, great devotee of Gauranga Nittai and Radha and Govinda. His name was Dr. Haripad Shila. And he summarized the whole Stavamala and so many other books of the Goswamis, their great poetic works, and Sanskrit, which was, of course, difficult for anyone. Also difficult for the Bengalis to appreciate and enter deeply into the nuances and secret meanings of all the interesting meters, and variety, so many different difficult meters, Malani meter, Malani chandas, and so many different chandas and meters of the Sanskrit that they wrote in, Raghunath Das Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Some great Gaudiya Vaishnavas like Dr. Haripad Shila, they would summarize the Sanskrit, all the books in beautiful Bengali, which can be sung by those Padakartas and Sangeet persons who know the art of singing. So he summarizes this verse describing Baladev's form and attributes and qualities and his loving mood towards Krishna by saying, Koti Chandra Jini Yanga Kantira Vaibhav Durdanta Pratapa Ripu Mane Parabhav Aranya Pradeshe Shuddha Sneha Anugata Chanchala Govinda Sange Vihare Satata Sri Krishna Rabhalavirya Parigyata Hoya Sarashiksha Dena Jini Anuja Bolya Sehi Danu Kari Vira Sri Baladeve Sarastuti Koryami Apanashodite. Translation. Just to purify myself, I always praise the heroic killer of Dainakasura, Shri Baladev, whose bodily luster defeats the shining of millions of moons, who destroys the pride of his turbulent and powerful enemies, who always displays pure affection towards his naughty younger brother Govindadev when they're playing in the forests of Braj. Baladev is fully aware of Sri Krishna's unlimited power and potencies. Yet, still, Baladev ventures to give instructions and guidance and recommendations to his younger brother Krishna, thinking of him all the time as his dependent younger brother. Sri Baladev Jayanti 2010 Ki Balaram Ki Jayanti.